Peter. It's late afternoon, as I've seen open now. And here in the living room of the small house, halfway up in the next block, we find young Mr. Rushbrook and his great-uncle Fletcher. The gentlemen are contemplating a large, old-fashioned easy chair beside the davenport. Uncle Fletcher is holding forth at the moment, and we hear him saying,
"Best great easy chair for sitting on, Rush. It was built to last. I've had it 20 years, and it's good for 20 years more.
Looks comfortable, all right.
Sat on it once.
I have sat on it, Uncle Fletcher.
Several times. In your room or Miss Keller's?
Fine. No, I'll bet as many as 1,000 different people have occupied this easy chair at one time or another. I could name you all 50, so that's nothing to talk about. Sam Waters, Gus Hendricks, George Pulliam, Ivy Beach, Johnny Leach's brother Charlie, Harry Wilson, Curry James, Phil Maddie, Tofield Anderson Boys, Lamb, Paul, Emery, J.P. Farrer, S.C. White, all the fellas. Ed Lovers, Pat Meekly, Norris B., Harry Yap, John Sterling, and his cousin Pete from Quincy, Howard Green, W.A. Lynch. Well, I could keep it up for half an hour.
I suppose in 20 years that chair does be a lot of service.
The Reverend Gene Howard Bell sat on this chair.
Did he?
Sat in this chair and changed his socks. Another fellow changed his socks in this chair was Aldo Mars. Mort Andrew, Larry McPhip, Ray Tweedy, L.A. Tupperson, Eli Slash, and R. Watson Boop.
I think you've named about 50 already.
Eugene Butler sat in this chair. Eugene Butler run for coroner and got beat. Run for alderman and got beat. Run for county clerk and got beat. Run for deputy sheriff and got beat. His great ambition was to run for mayor and get beat.
You realize that ambition?
He realized that ambition. He run for mayor and got beat. Your mother sat in this chair when she was little.
You know, Rush?
Here's Mom now.
Hi.
Hi. Was your family, Uncle Fletcher?
Yeah.
Hello, Greg.
Hello.
It's Mom. Five. Yes, your mother sat in this chair when she was little. Let's see if she puts up at more 9 or 10, I remember.
Yeah, how are you?
Hello, Sadie. The scallywag of a rush told me it was Vic Coley.
Oh, I never done any such a thing. You were the fellow jumped to the conclusion it was gone in the kitchen. I said, "Here's Mom now," and you called.
Oh, here, Rush.
Uncle Fletcher.
How'd it get here?
Him and Mr. Dumpbox brought it over.
You work on this chair, Sadie. It's the same old easy chair I've had for 20 years. Just down the land here, I remember a little of a price it used to set on it.
Did we leave that company?
Uncle Fletcher.
Did you bring that chair from your room at Miss Keller's?
Fine. I've got them over to Rush with different ones that sat in it. Sam Waters, Gus Hendricks, George Pulliam, Ivy Beat, Ivy Beat's brother Charlie.
Oh, well, so you know, Ivy Beat? Well, who's the young fellow with the elastic sided shoes?
How are you, Vic? Glorious day.
Yes, indeed.
But out of the office, likely.
Yes, I have. And it's been hot as a cookstove.
Fine.
He's brought over this awful old easy chair.
What's worth?
I don't know.
See anything new around here, Vic? Notice any extra furniture?
Well, let me see. I'll glance at the
chair. Great easy chair.
Oh, to be sure.
Recollect it?
Certainly do. It's like an old friend.
How'd they bring it over?
That's right, my dear.
What's the idea?
I don't know. It's not in my car.
Just tell the folks, Vic. The Reverend G. Howard Gall sat in this easy chair. Expect you remember him. Preached there in Belvedere many years. Later died.
What are you going to do with your easy chair, Uncle Fletcher?
Beg pardon, Sadie?
Why did you bring your easy chair away from your room at Miss Keller's?
To sit on.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
You people have been sociable enough to ask me to spend considerable time here. I'll spend maybe, 2 or 3 evenings a week.
Yes?
Some weeks, of course, won't spend any time here. Other weeks, I'll maybe take as many as 4 or 5 meals with me.
Uh-huh.
So I figured this way. I figured I've got 2 easy chairs in my bedroom. Why should I wear out Sadie's place?
Oh, no.
2 easy chairs in my father's bedroom makes too many easy chairs. You'll see my bedroom, Sadie. Small. I don't complain about that because I like a small bedroom. But you take a small bedroom the size of mine and 2 big easy chairs clutters it up to where a man has to stretch out for elbow space.
But, Uncle Fletcher, I'm afraid...
Oh, I figured this way. I spend considerable time at Sadie and Beck's. Why should I wear out their furniture? Why not take the strain off my bedroom, take my extra easy chair over there, keep it there?
No.
So that's my idea, and he offered to use his garbage wagon to haul it right off the back.
Uncle Fletcher, listen,
say no word. Don't let her say no word, Vic.
Okay.
One easy chair, both bedrooms, and half easy chairs. You're welcome to the use of the put on brought around. You and your friends consider it wherever you take the notion. You two Johnson consider it, right?
Fine.
You two's a good boy. I feel well paid on my side, Sadie. Bringing my easy chair over here gives me more elbow space in my bedroom. And on top of that, I like the feeling that I'm wearing a home blanket instead of yours.
No, but the point is, Uncle Fletcher, this living room can't accommodate anybody.
Look at that. What's up with everybody benefits?
Explain, Tom Beck.
We don't see it in grateful for your thoughtfulness, Uncle Fletcher, and we...
Hey, if you don't want to give you a walk, keep it polished up and just be like it. But don't bother us any thanks. Plus, and like Smelly, quiet to sit up next time he's over this.
Okay.
Smelly's a good boy.
Yeah.
Well, I can't have that thing in my living room.
We'll tell him.
Uncle Fletcher, I guess you weren't listening a minute ago, but I thought...
Oh, I'm the last thing. I'll bring over the doilies that go in the back one of these times.
Huh?
What do you call those doilies that go to the back of easy chairs?
Handy McCaster.
Uh-huh. I've got several called handy things. What about you take some fellas' hair and oil it? These spots on the back of your easy chair.
Mm-hmm.
I got several of those spikes. Some of them's metal head with embroidery. Bright science worked in the material, you know. Please be seated. Hello there, George. Rain or shine, you'll always be mine. By thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois. All cities there.
Goodness, goodness.
Oh, Sadie, far as easy chair goes, madam, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. In the first place, the half-wit easy chair covers up my bedroom. In the second place, I want to feel like I'm wearing out my own furniture, instead of my niece's. And in the second place, I like doing folks' favors. And in the second place, everybody benefits. Less than likely, old Richard sit down next time he does it.
Okay.
Leland's a good boy.
Uh-huh.
Eugene Parkwell sat down this easy chair one time, Dick.
Did he?
20 minutes or better. Probably you remember Eugene Parkwell.
No, don't believe so.
Runs the corner and got beat?
Uh-huh.
Eugene Parkwell runs the corner and got beat. He runs for alderman and got beat. Runs for county clerk and got beat. Runs for deputy sheriff and got beat.
Huh?
His great ambition was to run for mayor and get beat.
Did he make the great?
But he's the greatest flying colors. In the year 1896, Eugene Parkmole runs for mayor and got beat.
Later died.
Later died. Flying in a peculiar way.
Oh, my.
It was a hot afternoon of August, 90 degrees in the shade. Eugene Parkwell drank a tin dipper full of ice water. Ice water made him feel chilly inside, and he drank a tin dipper full of hot water. Hot water made him feel warm and uncomfortable, so he drank another tin dipper full of ice water. Well, the same thing happened again, and he took more hot water. That kept up till he drank 8 tin dippers full of ice water and 8 tin dippers full of hot water. Sat down on a pile of railroad ties and passed away.
Goodness.
Stuff happens, don't it?
Yes, it does.
Stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to your easy chair, Uncle Fletcher, I think I'd better tell you straight out and no beating around the bush.
I said perfectly all right, and the man perfectly all right. I'm not robbing myself. I'm benefiting.
Thank you, Tom.
I don't see what to do.
Sam Waters, Gus Hendricks, George Pulliam, Ivy Lee, Chinese Leach's brother Charlie, Herman Wilson, Curry Jones, Phil Knight, all three of the Henderson boys, Len Paul Emery, J.T. Fodor, S.C. White, all them folks.
Uncle Fletcher,
Norris Pat Beakley, Norris Pitt, Harry Yack, John Sperling, and his cousin Pete Quincy, R. Green, W.A. Leach, I can keep it up for every hour.
Uncle Fletcher.
And greetings, by George. Myrtle Pearson and a little boy Art from Shreveport, Louisiana. I have been bringing her sister Louise, Edna, Irene, Dorothy, and Elizabeth Dahooney. Gilbert Keeble, Esther Lunch, Martin O'Squall, Martha, Gilbert Balmain.
Uncle Fletcher's an all quiet.
Wanda Garvis and Susan Feet. Mrs. R.K. Youngman. Mrs. S. Kilgore Dahl. Mrs. George H. Cunningham.
Uncle Fletcher, please.
Like what, Miss Lady?
You mean just Brenda bringing your easy chair here, but I'm afraid I'll have to tell you it just don't suit my living room.
Why?
See, we got one easy chair already.
Uh-huh.
And if we had another one, it'd make two easy chairs in the same corner because there's no place else to put a second one.
Two easy chairs in the same corner. Right.
And on top of that, your easy chair don't go with the rest of my furniture.
Yes. No, I meant what I said, Sadie. No strings attached.
Sit in it.
Use it. Put it wherever you want it. I'm not robbing myself. I'm benefiting the same as you people are.
I give up, Tito.
I can't give up.
The Reverend G. Houser Gold sat on this chair one time, Bess.
Did he?
The Reverend G. Houser Gold sat in this chair one time for about 20 minutes. Like where you heard him preach, land over there.
Mm-hmm.
Preached through my ears, land over there.
Mm-hmm. Later
died. Later died.
Which concludes another brief interlude of the small house halfway up in the next block, and there we leave Vic and Sage until the next time.